This is the Telstra AFL Trade Radio podcast. Subscribe now on iTunes.
Can you give us your emotions as you say goodbye to a very, very good player?
Yeah, it's a tough one because I've been in that situation of wanting to start a family. Tim's is different because he's already had a family and moved them across the continent to play footy. So I have nothing but admiration for the way that he's handled himself, particularly after asking for a trade last year and it not going through. Mm. And I suppose, you know, the conversation that you have within your own head, all right, I'm going to ask for one. What if it doesn't happen? And then, you know, how do I return and then go about getting back into the groove of things? And credit to Tim, the way that he turned up ready to play again at the end of this season was incredible, a testament to his professionalism. And then for him to play the way that he has, like, I haven't seen a player start at AFL level, even though he's a little bit older, and look so at home, play so well in the big moments, and deliver so consistently. So
I've been in it for 40 years and still haven't. So
like,
crazy.
It blows your mind. Like, how can no one pick him earlier than this? So certainly disappointment because we won't have him running around. And, you know, he won games off his own boot for us this year that we wouldn't have won, you know, had he not been in our side.
When did you know he was special? Like, what was there a training session? Was there a moment where you thought this guy's going to come and fit straight in?
Yeah, basically straight away because he came into full training. And normally the way that we progress our younger players and our trades is a gradual build over a few months prior to Christmas. Tim was able to come in and get straight into it. And having played with Andrew McLeod, the way that he moved across the ground, just how clean he was below his knees, it just reminded me so much of Bungie. So you knew straight away this guy's going to be special. And then I think it was Tim's first NAB Cup game or JLT game. I don't think he had a possession or he had a couple of touches. He had a shocker and you just knew how dirty he was. But, you know, it's just adjusting to the level. And then from the second game onwards, he just tore it apart. Well,